Good morning, Oak River. Joy of the Lord. Joy of the Lord, Rhonda. Joy of the Lord, Matt. Joy of the Lord, Dougie.
Get out of here.
Joy of the Lord, Nikki.
Yeah.
Colin, joy of the Lord. Ken, joy of the Lord. This is crazy. I don't know what God's doing with me. But joy of the Lord. Andy, joy of the Lord. If we're going to start beholding God, we're going to have to see what he's doing. And I just feel like his spirit is just stomping on me in a good way. You know, this Holy Spirit is a gentleman, but he's been working on me in ways that I'm just amazed at. I mean, we know from Dave that God loves us, God loves us, God loves us, and why? He wants us to change. He wants us to experience him, and it's not for our, it's for the gratification of the whole body. Corinthians says that, first of all, there's a lot about the spiritual gifts in there, about healing, praying, teaching, exhorting. And I think there's a mix of that going in me with healing and prayer and exhortation. And on one hand, it's scary because you want to step out in faith, but you don't want to step out and not feel that it's really God doing his work through you. But we're all, it also says in Corinthians that we're all part of this body. We're eyes and ears and nose and feet and hands. And without everybody playing their role in those gifts, you know, it's like having no nose. You can't smell, or you can't see, or you can't hear. So just know that God wants us all to behold him, and part of beholding him is going to be in the future seeing his gifts flowing in every single one of you. And it's to the glory of God and to the encouragement of each member of our body and new people that are coming in, because as the Holy Spirit starts working, people's faith rises. People will be reaching out to heal. People will be sharing words of knowledge. I know when I was first saved, I hadn't been in Church on the Rise for more than like a few weeks, and that's just like one service and three Sundays, and the Holy Spirit came down on me, and I started speaking in tongues, and I had to go to a friend of mine and say, "What happened to me? Because my mouth is moving, but I don't know what I'm saying." But that's just the beginning, you know, getting a word and then having God share the meaning of that word. That's a desire of my heart. When I speak in tongues, that I would have a defined knowledge of what that is. So as we go forward in worship, I just pray that you would all find the joy of the Lord, first of all, because it's awesome when we get in worship and this joy just falls. But that as you go through your week and you go to your Bible studies and go through times of prayer, that you would start seeking out his Holy Spirit and listening to that small voice. Last week I was standing by the coffee maker getting coffee, and God says, "Go in the prayer room." And I just smiled and said, "Okay." And then he started working on me and used me last week, and I felt the Holy Spirit in me like I've never felt before. And it's powerful, and it's life-changing. So praise God today, and seek his face, and seek his presence in your life, and you'll be rewarded. I know it.
Amen.
You can stand with us. We're going to worship. That's what we do here.
at this time.
You are Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man. I call you Savior with nail-scarred hands. You will be my sun in the morning light, bringing redemption to my dark night. Beautiful surrender is where I want to be. Locked into your arms for all eternity. Come and take my hand. You can lead me where you please. That beautiful surrender is Chase Mack.
I surrender all my life.
seen what love looks like. Brighter than the morning light, tender as the sweetest sound. You can turn the tables upside down. Oh Lord, because of what I've done, my list of sin and shame, I don't deserve your heart. But still, you love me completely. So much you gave your life, you offered it freely. A relentless sacrifice, and I see scars in your hands and feet. Lord, crown you all for me. Forgiveness in your eyes. This is what love, this is what love looks like. Always patient, always kind. Never leave the lost behind. No, no. Even though
out of the desert, brought me into his streams, water my bitter and the sweet. And all my burdens are lifted, took the shackles off my feet. There's no sound louder than a captive set free. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sing of his promises evermore. Pour out your thankfulness, let it overflow. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hey. There is joy in the morning, it's bringing up in my soul. There is life worth living, cause he calls me his own. There's a hallelujah, a sweet victory. And there's no sound louder than a captive set free. No, there's no sound louder than a captive set free. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sing of his promises ever. Let it overflow. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He led me out of the desert, brought me into his streams, river, living water. My bitter and sweet, and all my burdens I lifted, shackles off my feet. And there's no sound louder than the captives set free. Here we go. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sing of his promises evermore. Pour out your thankfulness, let it overflow. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, enjoy the morning. Here we go. There was joy in the morning, springing up in my soul. There's life worth living, cause he calls me his own. And there's a hallelujah, sweet victory. And there's no sound louder than a captive set free. No, there's no sound louder than a captive set free. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sing of his promises evermore. Pour out your thankfulness, let it overflow. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Do it.
You are my deliverer, the freedom I'm living in. You are
You are my deliverer, the freedom I'm living in. You are my deliverer,
you are my
promised land. Oh, you are my deliverer, the freedom I'm living in. You are my deliverer, you are my promised land. Hey, you are my deliverer, the freedom I'm living in. You are my deliverer, you are my promised land.
Here we go.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sing of his promises evermore.
Oh, thankfulness,
let it overflow. Let the redeemed
sing it again.
I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Let's sing that again. I love you, Lord. You, Lord, oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will see all the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. Darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have been in the goodness of God. In all my life you have been faithful. every breath that I am able, oh, I will see all the goodness of God. I will see all the goodness of God.
So we just come before your throne this morning, God, and we just lift our hands, our hearts, and worship you. Thank you for who you are. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is no other above you. You are the King of Kings. Closer than a brother. We just bow before you, whether it be we bow our body, you know, we just bend over and we bow before you, Lord, you're the King, or in our hearts, you know, we can do it that way too. He sees our hearts. You're magnificent. Your love looks after us, huh? Your love looks after me. It never fails. Your word takes care of me and keeps my mind on you. Your love looks after me. Your love looks after me. It never fails. And your word takes care of me and keeps my mind on you. You are majestic. You are majestic through all the earth. I am your servant for the rest of my day. After me. My mind. My days, there's none like you, there's none like you, majestic, magnificent, really big, really wonderful. And you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our praise.
You are beautiful.
And you are majestic. You are majestic. You are majestic. Through all the earth, and I am your servant for the rest of my days. You are magnificent. The God of glory, I'm going to worship you for the rest of my days, for the rest of my days,
for the rest of my days,
yeah, for the rest of my days, forever, never, never, yeah. Oh, you're worthy, Lord.
The rest of my
About 15 years ago, I made a commitment to Christ, and stewardship was the thing that resonated with me, which was to commit to being a servant, and at the time I thought that that just meant doing what everybody else said, but what it actually means is it's a position of leadership. Jesus served. He served other people, but he was also a leader. And so I guess what I'm getting to is being a servant, being a good steward, isn't just about doing what everybody else says or doing what the Bible says, but it's about showing the way to people around you, and people that are closest to you and people that don't even know you. So just as we take up our offering now, just kind of think about ways in which you can be a leader, but while still serving, while still even being subservient to your leaders, so people at work, your managers, your supervisors, whoever they happen to be, the CEO that you think's a bit of a jerk, it's okay. It even says in the Bible that Caesar gets his, right? So doesn't exactly say that, but anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know that it's you can lead while still serving, and we get to do that with everything that we have, including our finances, including our gifts and our time. So Lord, we just thank you today for the people that are here, the people that are part of our family, part of our extended family. We pray a blessing over them, pray a blessing over the finances and the giving today. We pray that you would multiply it and help us to use it for your purposes and your purposes only, Lord. Let us be good stewards of that opportunity.